Grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Today we gather as one family in one worship service to profess together and to worship together our one faith. And so as we gather on this day, I have but one thing to share. One point for you this day, and that is this. It is all about relationship. It is all about relationship. Everything that this day is about, and indeed perhaps our whole life together as the people of God, is about relationship. And it begins as we gather this day in one worship service. Look around. You see anybody you don't usually see on Sunday mornings? Yeah, you do. Anybody sitting in your seat? Remember, we're a place of forgiveness and mercy. But indeed, we gather together as the people of God because so often on Sunday mornings when we gather, we don't often get to see the wonderful, amazing brothers and sisters that are a part of our family here at Bethel, because you may worship at 8:30 or you may worship at 11. And unless you're at Sunday school and maybe crossing paths, you don't always see that. You know, it's always been interesting to me as a pastor when I know so many of you very well that I'll be talking to somebody about somebody else and they'll be like, "Who?" I'm like, "What, you mean you don't know them? They go to our church." Well, no, I go to 8:30. They must go to 11. And that happens. It is amazing how that is. So this day is a day for us to remember the relationships that bind us together. The relationships of being a part of a community of faith that comes here and witnesses to the work of Jesus Christ as is experienced and lived out among the people of Bethel Evangelical Lutheran Church. We come together here, and so as we gather together this day, we are reminded that we are people of relationship. Relationship with people who are different from us, people who maybe think differently from us, who live at different parts of our community, yet we are one here today. And we'll be doing that in a wonderful way immediately following worship as we gather around the table of fellowship out in our picnic area so we can just be with each other again. So it is about relationships as we gather this day as the people of God at Bethel. But it's also about relationship, all about relationship, when we think about trying to understand this day, Trinity Sunday. Now, many pastors, and the good Dr. Luther here will attest, many pastors have gone down that wormhole of trying to explain the Holy Trinity to you. Let me tell you something. If a pastor tries to explain that to you, run far away. Because the reality is, none of us really get it. Well, we try to talk about it, but for us to stand up here and say, "Well, this is what the Trinity means," let me tell you, it is very difficult. There is only one way that I've found effectively to even begin the conversation, and it is, in that word, it's all about relationships. You see, we understand God, have come to understand God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but really what we need to hear about God is that there is a relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit, a relationship of love, a relationship of mutuality, a relationship of giving, that is really what God wants us to understand about who God is. Think about it. If God is trying to tell us something at all, God is trying to tell us that we were created for, in the image of God, created for relationship. And created in relationships of love and relationships of sharing. The love of the Father is shared with the Son, is shared with the Father, is then burst forth in the gift of the Spirit. It is that wonderful image of love, of relationship, that can't help but be shared, that is at the heart of who God wants us to know who God is. You know, that's pretty powerful if you think about it. You know, from the very beginning, you know, in Genesis, here's this creature, Adam, human. And God says, it is not good that you, Adam, should be alone. Relationships become at the heart of understanding who God is, especially relationships that are experienced in love and grace and mercy and generosity. There's something that's happened recently in our culture that you may be aware of. You see, there was this research paper that came out from the Pew Research Institute that's telling us that Christianity is dying. I don't know if you've read this or not, but apparently in 2007, 78% of Americans claimed Christianity as their faith, as their religion. Here in 2014, only 70%, 8% drop. Along with that, the number of those who claim to either be atheist or agnostic or will not claim a religion for themselves at all has risen from 16% to 22%. That is the reality. And I got to tell you, there is in many circles panic around the Christian circles in America. With a growing secularism and a growing sense of people not finding the need or the desire to claim Christianity as their faith, you know, that is a real worry for so many in our church. I'm not one of them. It's not because my head's in the sand. It's because the reality is this. The church at its best, the church when it is at its most powerful, is when it is a church that understands that it's all about relationships. It's not about power. It's not about coercing. It's not about being a church that dominates or divides or seeks to be a place that is not open to others who are different. It's not a place that is a place that is not willing to listen to what others have to say, and it's not to be a place that would not be willing to be a part of conversations with other people who are different. If when the church ceases to be that kind of place, then we lose what makes our message so special. Because remember, it is all about relationships. It is about a church that is willing to be in relationship with a world that God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son, that all those who believe in Him should not perish but have eternal life. He did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. And so, friends, in this time where perhaps those in our culture are not necessarily claiming Christianity anymore, I don't see that as a time for panic. I see that as a time for purpose and for getting back to who we are as the people of God. It is about relationships. It's about being in relationship with these, with this world, and with all people. It's about being the church that's willing to be a church of the cross. And that means that we'll be willing to go into those places where it is difficult and broken and messy. To be a people of God that are willing to take risks, that are willing to reach out, to expand, and instead of being a place that divides, being a place that embraces and brings in new life. It is about being a church of Jesus Christ that seeks to profess God's love to all people, even if they don't claim Him at all. I had a conversation with a woman one time. It was very difficult. She said to me, she says, you know, I really tried to be an agnostic, but I just couldn't do it, so now I'm an avowed atheist. I said, wow. Well, at least you're honest about that. And I was like, how's that working for you? They said, great, outstanding, fantastic. You know, it's all about me. I know I have everything I need to get my needs met. And I said to her, I'll never forget, I said to her, wow, because I'm the exact opposite. I have so much that I need from other people that I can't imagine. I can't imagine my life without other people sharing that love with me. I don't know whatever happened with her faith or lack thereof. But I do know that in my own life, there is no way that I could live it without you and without people like you, reminding me of God's grace and mercy and love, reminding me that God is here right now, helping me to know each and every day that God is near, and that God loves, and that God cares, and that God redeems, and that God is indeed working in my life and in your life so that we might know the incredible grace that God wants and desires for us to all know and experience together. You know, Dr. David Lose, who preached from this very pulpit, who's the president now at Philadelphia Seminary, said something pretty profound. He said that this love of God that is expressed in relationship always includes a plus one. Now think about that. You know? Yeah, that this love of God always includes a plus one, and that plus one is you. That God's love can't help but be shared with you and with me. Regardless of how we respond, God's love, God's plus one, is you and this world. God's plus one is this gift for our living and for our lives. It is all about relationships. The relationships we hold dear, the relationships that can be built even further, the relationship with a God who claims us as plus one. May we live into this relationship together so that our world may know that it is God's plus one. In Jesus' name, amen.